So hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I'm Katia. If you're not subscribed, then don't forget to subscribe and do hit the like button. So guys, within this session, I wanted to explore the mermaid pose that I did in a tutorial, and I will leave the link below. I'm gonna suggest having a block nearby. If you did do the tutorial, you'll know why. And just allowing yourself just the experience to work towards this mermaid pose and allowing yourself to open up in a way that allows that fluidity through the hips and through the spine. So guys, if you want to work towards mermaid pose in this yoga class, keep on watching. Okay guys, so to begin this practice, we're going to start on our back. So just bringing yourself all the way down onto your back. Just allowing yourself just to find that the feet are hip width and distance. Just turn your palms up, just close your eyes down, just as we center. So as you close your eyes down, just have a moment there just to connect with your breath, that inhale deeply. And that exhale, just relax. That inhale deeply. And that exhale, just relaxing, coming into your body, being aware of how your body feels. Inhale deeply. Exhale, relax. Inhale deeply. And on your next exhale, just turn your palms gently down. And then with the inhale, just pushing through the feet and just rolling your spine up column by column. Inhaling, sending the hips high. Then as you exhale, just rolling your spine all the way back down. Really gently, just allowing this warmth to come into the spine and fluidity. As you inhale up. As you exhale down. Keep that contact with your breath. As you inhale up. And exhale back down. So keep the hips down and inhale just your arms up and over. Keep the arms there and just exhale and melt into the floor. Inhale through the hips, lift the hips up. Massage the spine, arms stay over. Exhale back down. Just doing that two more times. So inhale back up through the hips alone. The arms are resting by the side. And exhale back down. One last one. Inhale back up through your hips. Now keep the hips up there, and then as you exhale, just float your arms all the way back down. Keep the arms there and just find a few extra breaths here. If you want to interlock, you can. Just breathe in your breath in. Softening your belly as you exhale. Inhale, breathe the breath in. Exhale. One last one, inhale, opening up them hip flexors. And exhale, massage all the way back down through your spine. Let the knees open, let the feet seal together, palms turn up. Take an inhale, push through the edges of the feet, the feet stay connected, just the hips lift. Inhale, exhale back down. Inhale, hips lift as you push into the edge of the foot, the feet are sealed together. Exhale back down. On this one, just seeing if maybe you can hold it up for a few breaths. Inhale. And again, just study the breath, relaxing, just opening up all of the inner hips here. Just exploring how that feels. One last breath. And then just exhale, just massage back down. Bring your knees together. Just take your feet across over the ankles. Take a hold of your feet if it's accessible. If not, don't worry. You can just roll onto your side. Roll all the way back. All the way forward on your spine. Roll all the way back. All the way forward. One last one. All the way back forward. And then just coming all the way onto your hands and knees. Rolling over. Hands and knees, come all the way into some cat-cows. Inhale, opening the chest. Exhale, push the earth away, find your cat. Inhale, cow. Exhale, cat. It's one last one. Inhale. Exhale. Come back to a neutral spine. Inhale, tuck your toes, downward facing dog. As you come into your first downward facing dog, just paddle into your feet, heel toeing, let your shoulders move away from your ears. Just really allowing yourself just to wake up the back of the legs now as we start to tune into the legs. Just being aware of how they feel, really pushing the earth away. Then just settling for a steady downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana, drawing the belly back gently, shoulders away from your ears, breathe some breaths. Inhale up into the body. Exhale, relax. Inhale. Exhale, contract. One more inhale. Exhale. And then just slowly start to bring your hands to your feet and just find your first forward fold. Soft knees, any amount they need to be. Just releasing and relaxing. Just sway a little bit. Keep your legs and your hips really still and just move through your waist as you move left to right. Just swaying, just relaxing. Then come back to a steady position. Then yes and no in the head. Really relax out the head. And then with an inhale, you're just gonna go flat back. Lengthen your spine forward, zip up the belly. As you exhale, melt back down and in. Zip the belly even deeper into the back of the body. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, melt. One more, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, melt. Walk your hands all the way back up to the front of the mat for your downward facing dog. Find three more breaths in your downward facing dog. Heels down, sit bones up, shoulders away from your ears. Ribs not poking down, just draw them up. One last breath. And then just slowly now stepping through with your right foot. So you can drop the left knee if you need to, step the right foot all the way through. You're gonna seal down the edge of the left foot and we're gonna windmill the left arm up, Virabhadrasana 2. So we bend into that right knee so it's nice and deep. Keep this left hip opening. Don't let it close into the front of your mat. Inhale, straighten up that right leg. Exhale, bend it back in on top of the ankle so you can see big toe. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend. One more, inhale, straighten. Exhale, bend the knee in. Now gaze down the right fingertips. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down. Shoulders soft. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down. One more, inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down. Windmill left arm all the way back up past the head and down to the floor. And drop into that left knee. Really sink the left knee far, far back and down. And then just allowing yourself just to lengthen your spine up and out of the base. And just find a few breaths here. Inhaling. Make sure this right knee is not collapsing out. Keep it on top of your ankle. Exhale, soften, relax. Find space in your hips. Inhale. Exhale. One more inhale. Exhale. Now inhale, just push the hips back and just see if you can take this front leg any amount straight, sending your toes up to the sky. It's like you're dragging the heel back so the hips are lovely and square. And then as you exhale, soften the foot down, pulse back in through the hip flexors. Inhale, drag it away. Exhale, sink it in. Inhale, drag it away. Exhale, push it in. And again, just settle in there just for a few breaths. If you need your block at this point, you're just taking the block so it's underneath the left hand. We're just gonna go for a little bend in the left knee. So if you need to pad up the back foot, you can pad up the back foot. We're gonna bend into this left knee. Just bending it up. Just seeing how that feels. Keep this right knee on top of that ankle and see if you can bring your right hand over and across underneath the chest. Left hand is going to come around and you're going to see if you can take hold of your foot. Just take a few breaths there. Again, sinking into the hips. Chest is open in that left side. Inhale deeply. Exhale, sinking in through the hip flexors. Two more breaths. Really exploring how that feels in your body. Make sure that right knee is on top. And then you're just going to slowly release that foot behind, bringing the hands back square. And then slowly step this knee back for downward facing dog. And then as you come into your downward facing dog, just feel the difference between your legs. So just observing there, take a moment just to check in as you find your breath. Inhaling, exhaling. Ribs hugging. And then when you're ready, left leg is going to come through. Step it through, seal the edge of that right foot, windmill the right arm all the way up and over Virabhadrasana, two in the left leg. Inhale, straighten it up. Exhale, bend it in. Inhale, straighten it up. Exhale, bend it in. Inhale, straighten it up. Exhale, bend it in. Now stay here with that bent knee. Allowing yourself just to see that you're not pulling yourself to the front. Take an inhale, palms up. Take an exhale, palms down. Shoulders soft. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down. Inhale, palms up. Exhale, palms down. You're going to windmill right arm up and back over and down. Turn onto the toes. Sink your back heel down. Sink into your lunge. Again, dragging your spine up and out. Allow yourself just to find three breaths here. Just sinking, exploring, just checking in. Exhale, soften. Make sure this left knee is on top. Inhale. Exhale. One last one. Inhale. Exhale, so inhale now, just dragging the hips back, lifting the toes up, maybe straightening the leg. Exhale, sinking through your pelvis, soften. Inhale back. Exhale, melt forward. One more. Inhale, drag it back. Like you're dragging that heel and that hip. And then exhale back down and in. And again, just explore and see if there's a bit more space there now. And then taking the block if you need it. It's just going to come to the inside of the instep of the left foot. And again, when you're ready, just allowing yourself just to bring that left hand up and across and over. And you're going to go ahead and see if it's comfortable to bend up the back foot. Allowing yourself to open that right hand. It's coming behind. Take a hold of the foot. And then just observe here how that feels to breathe. Keep this left knee on top. Nice deep breaths. Softening your shoulders. One more breath. And then slowly coming all the way back to the center, releasing the hand, releasing the other hand, and then slowly step all the way back downward facing dog. And again, as you come in, checking out now that both legs hopefully feel relatively equal. So just check in with that. Again, paddling into your feet. So from here, we're just going to come into our first pigeon. So just allowing yourself just to start to bend up that right knee and bring the knee towards your right wrist. Slip the knee down and slip the foot towards the left. Keep the back knee off of the left foot. And I just want you to just, if you need your block at this point, you can slip it underneath the right sit bone or the right thigh, and just allowing yourself just to explore a few breaths there with that leg up and off the mat. Take a nice deep breath. Take an exhale. So again, do what you need to do. If you don't need it, you don't need to use it. And then slowly, just slowly and gently start to release the left knee down. Just seeing how it feels to come vertical through your spine. Guys, remember, you can stop at any point here. If you think, no, I'm better just staying here, just stay there. And then if all is well, bend up into that left foot. The knee's bending, allowing yourself to take a hold of your foot and just see if you can bring it into that mermaid. So you're sliding the toes into the crease of your elbow. Palm face forward, right arm floats up, hands connect, find some deep breaths there. Inhale, exhale, inhale, and exhale, inhale. And then just slowly releasing the hand, release the foot, and just slowly and gently back to your downward facing dog. That right leg, just bring it up into the air and just snake it through. So just really release off anything that you've kind of shifted, just let it move out. And then we're just going to go gently into the other side. So ground into your right toes, bringing your left knee towards the left wrist, sealing down through the foot. If you need to slip under that block, go ahead and use that block. We're going to lift that back knee off the mat. Just take a few breaths there. Just really exploring how it feels to have that foot, that leg active behind, squaring up your hips. And then just slowly releasing the knee down, sinking, and allowing yourself to come up through your spine. We're going to bend into this back knee, and then see if you can take a hold of your foot, and just taking the toes into the crease of your arm, palm forward, left arm floats up, seal the hands together, nice deep breaths. Really lengthening up and out of your spine, inhale and exhaling. One more breath. And then slowly and gently just releasing yourself all the way back down. Take that downward facing dog, snake out the left leg again, just release it out. Just release out any energy there. And then guys, we're just gonna slowly and gently just make your way to your knees. And then we're just gonna come to a seat. So send your legs forward. Draw back any flesh so that you're grounding. And then just bringing your right foot into the inside of the left thigh. The right knee is opening to the side, and then you're just gonna melt all the way over this left leg. The foot is flexed, and just surrendering your spine over and just allowing yourself just to observe how nice it feels to move the opposite way. Nice deep breaths into your back. With every exhale, relax. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Then inhale all the way up. Bring the foot onto the floor. Find a twist to the right. Exhale in. Exhale. Inhale. Lengthen the spine up. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale back, taking that right leg straight, left foot into the inside of the thigh, melt over your right leg. Take a few breaths. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. One last one. All the way back up, seal up the left foot, twist into the left side. Chest open, shoulders away from the ears. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last breath. Inhale. Exhale. Come all the way back. Guys, melt yourself all the way down onto your back. Let your toes melt out to the corners of the mat. Let your palms turn up. Just feel all of that surge of energy moving through your body now. Chin to chest. And just relax. Just let your body soften. Let your belly relax, your jaw, your eyes. And please stay here as long as you can, just to allow all of the practice to download. Namaste.